One of the ways in which I think migration is such a compelling and engaging topic in schools is that, in essence, it's a collection of personal stories. And personal stories, as we know, is one of the most accessible, meaningful ways into history.
Welcome to the Confronting Controversial Pasts podcast series. This series arose from the Conflict and Identity Conference hosted at Lincoln College, Oxford in 2019. The conference and this series was organised by Heather Mann, Natasha Robinson and Jason Todd. It was made possible through the generous contributions from the Grand Union Doctoral Training Partnership, the Oxford University Knowledge Exchange Seed Fund, Worcester College and Lincoln College. The development of these podcasts has been supported by the Historical Association. By controversial history, we mean history where there is a disagreement about the past or about the implications of that past in the present. A disagreement that is often emotive and public in nature. All nations have controversial histories, yet we contend leaving these histories unexplored can contribute to misunderstandings, divisions, and intolerances in contemporary societies. We have sought to offer us in this series some insights by way of a conversation between a historian and a history educator to consider the challenges of teaching this topic in history, including historical and pedagogical approaches. Few issues have defined the past 5 years of British politics as much as immigration. The EU referendum campaign illustrated how the topic of immigration is central to contemporary political debates. Scott Blinder and William Allen, in a working paper for the Centre on Migration Policy and Society, argue that immigration, and I quote, remains one of the most salient policy issues in the UK, especially among members of the public, the national media, and political leaders. Within these debates, immigrants are often constructed by the news and other media outlets. These constructions are very often negative, partial, often omitting associated outbound migration, and frequently ahistorical. One effect is to create the impression that immigration is negative, unidirectional, and recent. Wendy Williams' report, Lessons Learned Review, delved into the mistakes made at the Home Office as part of the Windrush scandal, pointing to the role that the ignorance of Britain's migration past played in enacting the hostile environment policy. One of her recommendations highlights the importance of understanding the history of migration, including outbound migration. Studying migration is to enable a more comprehensive, more complete understanding of Britain's past, with a close relationship to the concepts and processes of globalisation, imperialism and empire, which are all connected to the theme of migration. Critically, through the embrace of complexity at the heart of migration history, it reveals the contingent and multi-stranded nature of history more generally. The scope now exists within all main GCSE specifications to study migration, opening the scope to give young people access to a more historically complex ideas. The migration units offer a new kind of history at GCSE, the story of human movement and the impact this has had on the evolution of English and British identity. Given the complexity and sometimes highly charged nature, thought and care needs to be given to planning work on migration. It can be tempting as a busy teacher to avoid areas of contention. Nevertheless, we contend that for our students, it will be a valuable addition to make migration part of your teaching. Tony Kushner's The Battle of Britishness, Migrant Journeys 1685 to the Present, brilliantly analyses the way that sections of society, in particular the media, present established migrants as model citizens that new migrants cannot hope to emulate. He compares the reception of the Huguenots to the reception given to Russian Jews. Kushner's work explores the way in which history and memory of migrations change over time. Alison Kitson is interested in what young people want from the history curriculum and the way that history teachers approach controversy and risk in their teaching. Her study of Northern Ireland teachers brought together her interest in students and teachers to make the case that where controversy exists, history teachers are uniquely qualified to handle such issues, not just by the use of evidence and historical context, but also by our ability to ask the right questions and navigate ourselves and our students through the answers. I am pleased to say they are both with me now.